Let's talk some basketball because there's just a big final series happening over in the States at the moment.
What you think?
Carlin Gay from NBA Australia joins us. Carlin, the Warriors win the first game 113-91. That was an absolute shellacking, but if anyone thinks that that is the end of the Cavs, you've got another thing coming.
You're absolutely right, guys. Good morning to you both, George and Tony. And I was half expecting you guys to mess up my name, but we're okay now. So, but in saying that, it was a blowout on the scoreline, no question about it. But I was just telling Luke off the air that I thought the Cavs beat themselves a little bit in that game.
Oh, 20 turnovers, mate.
Yeah, 20 turnovers. They didn't rebound the ball well, and that's really where they had the advantage, or most thought they had the advantage going into the series. They didn't defend at all. There was a layup drill in the first half. So there's a lot that they can fix to get back into the series. The problem is that there's a small margin for error, and you're playing probably one of the best offensive teams we've ever seen play basketball.
So I was going to say, Mr. Durant is looking supreme at the moment, isn't he?
He hasn't. I don't think he could have played better on Friday. I think that was probably one of his best games of his life. Both ends of the floor. We could talk about the offense all day, but he really guarded well, and I think he set the tone for the rest of the team to kind of follow. When your best player goes out there and defends as well as he scores, that energizes the entire team, all 12 men. So if he can continue this level of play throughout, it's going to be quicker, than most people thought. I said Warriors in six.
You said in five, didn't you?
Yeah, I said in five originally.
I said seven.
I said six because I had respect for LeBron James. But I think I was discounting the fact that Kevin Durant is, the second best player in the league, in the world, potentially. And unless we, haven't dug someone up under, a lot of the go ahead.
On that, Carlin, I was going to say, if he's the second best player in the league and possibly the world, am I right in saying that he hasn't been nominated for the league MVP?
Well, he did miss time. He did miss 19 games towards the end of the season, and that normally, gets taken into consideration.
Carlin, he was just freshening up.
Yeah, that's exactly what he was doing. He was basically giving the league a chance to catch the Warriors in the Western Conference, and the Spurs made it interesting. But when he has, when you look at the roster that he has, it's tough to really say that even though he is the second best player in the league, that he has to do more than what Russell Westbrook did or what James Harden did with the talent they have around them. So most valuable player, I guess it's so subjective. You really should give it to LeBron James every year. Mm. But I think the one that matters is the finals MVP, and I think Kevin Durant is playing himself into perfect position to get that award, and that's the one that everybody wants.
Just to remind everyone how tall he is again.
Oh, he's only 6'11".
Only, baby.
7'7" foot wingspan. This guy is,
he's a giant.
He's a little person.
But he plays like a little person.
Oh yeah,
he does. Doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. All that coordination wrapped in a 7-foot body. Love
it. Amazing. I normally don't do this, Carl, and read things straight off the SMS and ask you, I guess, if I haven't seen it myself. But someone's asking me to ask you about Rihanna at Game One. What happened there?
Oh well, Rihanna was.
She turned up.
She did, and she's a huge Cavaliers fan, a huge LeBron James fan.
Yeah.
And apparently Kevin Durant shot a three right in her face,
correct,
turned around, and winked at her. So, I mean, I don't blame her.
It's like the MJ shrug. Carlin, it's like that fabulous MJ shrug, years ago.
Today's the anniversary, actually, of that.
Is that right?
That famous shrug.
It's
the anniversary. So you're right on money with that. But I would wink at Rihanna if I had the chance myself. So I choose not blame her.
I don't think she'd look at me.
There was a wonderful ESPN. I'm not sure if it was a 30 and 30 or a smaller thing, but it was I can't remember the exact details. You might know, Carlin, but it was about the Knicks playing someone in a final series about 20 years ago, the Pacers.
It was
a Spike Milligan shrug. Or the banter between Spike and who was the player? Reggie Miller.
Reggie Miller, mate. Yes.
The great Reggie Miller. He's AKA the Nick Killer.
The Nick.
Him and Spike Lee apparently are friends now, but that banter was, legendary. And poor Spike Lee, because he has, I don't know if he pays for those tickets, but he's seen a lot of garbage basketball over the last couple of years. He hasn't really gotten a return on an investment since those 90s teams. But, those are classic games. So hopefully I don't know what celebrity turns up next. It used to be Jack Nicholson with the Lakers. I would like to see random walks, to be honest with you. That's just me personally. I'm just putting it out there.
Gigi Hadid, mate.
Christy Teigen. You know, we could get Christy Teigen out there. Whoever needs to be there, just fill the front row with the, you know, beautiful people. Everybody would be happy.
Exactly. That's the way to do it.
I'm thinking Gigi might just make it.
Carla, we'll talk again next Sunday. It'll be around about game four, game five, and we may know a result. We may not.
Yeah, maybe over by then, guys. Let's hope not, though. Fingers crossed.
Good on you, mate. Thank you.
Thanks,
Carlin Gay joining us from NBA Australia. We'll take a break. And when we come back, we're talking some soccer. But on the way to the break, Phil Mickelson set to withdraw from the one major championship that has eluded him, that, of course, is the US Open, to go to his daughter's graduation.
There you go.
Good
it's
on
the
you,
sort
mate.
Of the thing and you Jason do Day, your father.
And Jason Day shot a 5-under-67 to move up the leaderboard at the PGA Tour's Memorial Tournament. But it's Mark Leishman who's the best Australian at 4-under the card in that tournament. We'll take a break. Talking soccer in just a tick.